Sometimes plants just don't get as much love as animals, like the bighorn sheep or the mouse we heard about earlier. It can be hard to get people fired up about an endangered plant. But one photographer is trying to do just that. Rebecca Williams has more.
Jane Kramer is a fine art photographer. She takes photos of the shadows of rare or threatened plants and then prints them on paper that she makes out of invasive plants, like garlic mustard and purple loosestrife, species found throughout the region. I met up with Kramer at a lake in a large metro park in Michigan.
So we're going to put in our kayaks just off this little park, go around the bend, and there are a few patches of American lotus, which is what we're going to photograph the shadow of.
We paddle up to a patch of American lotus, its huge yellow petals sticking up out of the water. My job is to hold a white foam board behind the flower, very, very still.
And we're going to try to get close to it so we can, so I can shoot from one side and then capture the shadow on the whiteboard while you hold it behind it. Okay, so if you hold it right there.
Kramer's drawn to things that are fragile or easily overlooked and have an element of secrecy.
The location of some of these plants is kept secret because of poachers, because they're afraid of people coming and either taking the plants or taking the seeds.
After she takes photos of the shadows of rare plants, she tackles the flip side of the project, the invasives that threaten them. When I show up at her house, she's cooking chopped garlic mustard on a stove in her garage.
All right, so I'm just gonna dump this into the pot.
Then we go to Kramer's laundry room, where she rinses the cooked plants and puts them in the blender.
It's kind of like making a really disgusting smoothie.
Then she uses a wood frame to make the pulp into paper. Most of it turns out light brown. Sometimes it's green. Japanese knotweed is a very dark red.
Now we come to the most stressful part of the whole project.
Kramer prints the shadow images on special transfer films. She has a magic ingredient to get the shadow photos onto the invasive plant paper, hand sanitizer. The alcohol releases the ink from the transfer paper.
We squirt the gel on. And then use the brayer. And then you carefully lift up. And you'll see that not all the ink came off, but I really like how that looks.
It's a delicate-looking shadow of a flower, the prairie coreopsis.
You know, the paper is invasive plant, made from an invasive plant. The shadow is an endangered plant. And I'm trying to get these two together. And that is complicated, just trying to get these two together in a print. And it kind of mimics that relationship in nature, you know, how they're kind of battling it out.
Kramer says she likes using art as a way to get people thinking about things they might not otherwise care about, or maybe never even knew existed. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.